You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let me mention, if you were planning on going to the Waves of Grace concert, the memory and benefit for Katrina, that concert tonight at the Orpheum has been canceled. I don't know all the details, so let me just mention it has been canceled. I'm Scoot on the air. Coleman is our studio producer back at the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Company studios, and senior producer Ian Hoke is on location with me here. We are live at the Presbyter State Museum for Louisiana, just across from Jackson Square. There's an incredible exhibit here about Katrina. It's not something that's difficult to see. It's a joy to see this. And I see people gathered in two rooms so far. Now, I haven't seen the whole thing yet. But there are two rooms that have streaming video of the countdown. When Katrina was coming, when Katrina was going to land to the east of us, which was a great situation for New Orleans, and then it jogged to the west, and then it jogged again to the west, and then there was that moment it was heading right for us. And it's just very compelling to watch those videos. One of them is narrated by Dennis Waltering, who does a phenomenal job, and it's the set of Channel 4, much of it talking about the storm approaching. So that and the pictures and the exhibits and Fats Domino's destroyed piano is right there. His Baby Grand is right there at the entrance when you walk in. It's a great experience and very cathartic because it lets you unpack some of the baggage that you may have from Katrina when you see the pictures of before and then right next to the picture of before and after a picture of what is going on today. We have a really special guest who just stopped by our broadcast site here at the Presbyter, Louisiana Supreme Court Chief Justice John Weimer is with us. And Chief Justice, it's an honor to have you on our show. Thank you for stopping by and agreeing to be with us.
Thank you very much, Scoop. My father always said to say Weimer instead of Weimer. I have a lot of cousins that are Weimers, and my father always said that when you're rich and educated, you're Weimer, and when you're ignorant and poor, you're a Weimer. And then I would never,
you're a Weimer.
Never be able to change.
I'm sorry that I mispronounced your name,
right.
John Weimer. You were a volunteer firefighter in Thibodaux at the time of Katrina. Tell me about your memories.
And still a volunteer fireman.
Still?
Thibodaux, yes.
You're the Supreme Court Chief Justice, and you're still a volunteer firefighter?
Yeah, I don't. We've kind of distinguished our personnel. We have firefighters. They go into the burning buildings.
Okay.
And firemen and women. And we don't go into the burning buildings okay. anymore, although I've spent my fair share of time going into burning buildings decades ago. You and I had the opportunity to meet probably half a century ago when you were
That's
in
possible.
Radio. Yes. Long, wow. long time ago, just in passing.
All right. John, let's talk about Thibodaux and the time you were a volunteer firefighter there. Katrina hit Thibodaux really hard.
Thibodaux got hit hard, as did the entire region, but Thibodaux was more of a glancing blow. We were without electricity, but Thibodaux became kind of a staging area. Recall a month later, Rita came through and hit Thibodaux another glancing blow. But immediately after Katrina, people started being evacuated to the place that I'm very fond of, Harvard. That's, of course, Harvard on the Bayou, Nicholls State University in Thibodaux. And they were literally dropped off. I believe somewhere between 12 and 24,000 people were literally dropped off at the university. And I've never been so proud of the community in which I reside. I've never been so proud of the university that I graduated from and taught at for many years. People in that area opened their hearts. They opened their homes. They opened their clothes closets. They opened their pantries and their freezers and began to accommodate people from New Orleans that were dropped off. And, you know, there's a cultural divide between Thibodaux and New Orleans. We're a small, rural community. New Orleans is the big city. That's an hour away. But that didn't matter at that point in time. They accommodated everyone. Some stayed for a short period of time. Others stayed through the balance of the semester that, of course, started much later. And literally lived on the campus. The president at Nicholls at that time was Dr. Stephen Holbert, who was not from here. And he and I had a chance to talk just a day or so ago. And he said it was the most remarkable thing. He's been a university president all over the country. And he said, I've never, ever seen a place so special as Thibodaux and Nicholls. And how they responded to this situation. Also, coincidentally, I was in Lafayette the other day, spoke to the Bar Association from Lafayette, and a young attorney came up to me and introduced himself to me, Lieutenant Lance Beal. He had just finished officer training in the National Guard and was assigned to Nicholls. And he quickly realized and told his soldiers that this is not a military operation. This is a humanitarian operation. My wife, who is an absolutely magnificent cook, helped stand up a kitchen. The Thibodaux Volunteer Fire Department came in and set up a command center there that was fully contained. Thibodaux has an all-volunteer fire department reputed to be the largest in the world. But they don't fight fires like volunteers. They have more equipment, and they're the most professional firefighters that you'll meet anywhere. They had these large fans that we used to extract smoke from burning buildings. They were able to flip the fans and blow cool air into the gymnasiums at Nicholls where that these people were being housed in. It was one of the most remarkable stories that anyone would see anywhere. And it's not, you know, this is probably the first time that someone's really talking about it at this level. But I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to say a little bit about my hometown and the university I attended.
I would love for you to tell me from your perspective, why are we that way? Why is Thibodaux that way? What makes us this way? I mean, we're all part of the same country, but all across this country, people are different. And there is something very different about the people here. Why?
Well, when you reflect on the culture, a lot of people were kicked out of parts of the world and ended up here. There's a lot of Cajun people or people that have Cajun heritage in our area. And when they were kicked out, they ended up with next to nothing and made a home here. And I think it's that sense of being outcast that they know how difficult and challenging that is, and they don't want to see others go through what they went through. And there's a joy of life. There is, you know, often criticism of us for not being appropriately educated, but I promise you, the ability to survive in any environment, the ability to not be so book smart, but to be smart outside of bookwork, and the ability to adapt, I think is just a remarkable tribute of the people of the area that I come from, and throughout Louisiana.
And it seems like each generation teaches the new generation how to do that, how to be that way. And if violence begets violence, then conversely, we could suggest that generosity begets generosity, that it's a learned behavior.
Well, you know, I really, this has been just so coincidental and remarkable. What are the odds that I go speak to the Lafayette Bar and that lieutenant that was, you know, charged with being at Nichols and supervising this was sent with military people and came to the conclusion that, and this was before General Honoré came to Louisiana and said, put your damn guns down or something to that effect. I can't say exactly what he said on the radio, but he told everybody, put their guns down. And this young lieutenant, fresh out of training, there was nothing in the books that they gave him to account for what they were doing. And people figured out how to survive. The fire department is just remarkable. They were contacting volunteer firemen from all over the region and say, look, what you got in your freezer? What can you cook? What can you bring over? Because firemen, historically, are pretty good cooks. And every day, somebody showed up from somewhere with something to eat. Now, one funny story, if I may.
Please.
This guy shows up one day, and there was nothing to eat. And he says, I've got some... he was a Cajun guy from, I think, Pierre Port, if I'm not mistaken. He says, I got some Nutriret Coubillon. And I said, all right. Well, we're going to go ahead and rebrand that, if you don't mind.
Okay.
We're going to call it Chicken Coubillon. All white meat.
Yeah.
And everybody enjoyed the meal, and some people wanted the recipe. Said it's the best chicken I ever had.
Oh my God, that's a great story. I have a hard time whenever we talk about this. I have a hard time with the idea of eating nutria, but I hear it's not bad if prepared properly.
Well, I've had it, and it's not my first choice.
Yeah.
But, you know, after a situation like Katrina, when everybody is deprived of food for days on end.
Yeah.
There was a group of firemen that and I went to Algiers here across the river, and there were people being taken off the rooftops of their homes in St. Bernard and Blackmans and left on the ferry landing on the levee with nothing to eat. And they had hot dogs that day in Thibodaux, so whatever was left over, we took to bring them. And you couldn't call anybody. You couldn't text anybody.
Right.
For us. So we went there. They wouldn't let us off the bridge without bulletproof vests on.
Wow.
When I got to the first roadblock, they handed the guards, the National Guardsmen there, my credentials as a Supreme Court Justice. And I could tell they were somewhat puzzled. And so I said, I'm Justice John Weimer. And one of them said, Justin who? And I said, no, not Justin, I'm a judge. Well, they went from perplexed to absolutely baffled. And one of them said, hey, bro, you a fireman? And I had a Thibodeau Volunteer Fireman's T-shirt on. And I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I am. And that got us through the roadblock. So my Amazing. Hurricane prep consists of putting on all my fireman's T-shirts and fireman's caps. And now you just drive anywhere you want to go.
Great stories.
Without anybody stopping you. You know, in a lot of ways, I wish they were not stories. I wish none of that had happened,
right.
Of course. But you got to see the absolute very best of people. And other people disappointed you. And then there was another group of people that were almost zombie-like. They had lost everything. They had mental health issues. They had... they lacked the means to get out or to go anywhere else or do anything else. And but they were all taken care of in a welcoming way. We immediately got the churches involved at Nichols. And the lieutenant sent me a note about Bishop Sam Jacobs, who is still alive. And I sent the lieutenant's post that he did today, and I've shared it with Ian, and it's a remarkable story about his experience at Nichols, and I commend that to your reading pleasure, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind you reposting it.
Well, it's an honor to sit here with you and talk to you, Louisiana Supreme Court Chief Justice. And what of power, and yet I sense that you don't take that power for granted and don't abuse that power, but the decisions, the idea of being the judicial branch of government, making decisions about laws that are passed and situations, that is such an incredible service to our community.
Well, you're very, very kind, and I am not without human frailty, but I... You know, I come from a blue-collar background. My father owned a service station. My mother died when I was 9 and left my dad to raise 5 kids from age 9 to 3. And we grew up working in that service station. And, you know, there's a country song that says, look where you, what you've been through to see what you've become. And I learned invaluable life lessons working in that service station. Virtue of honesty, the value of hard work, and how vitally important it is when you're operating a retail business to treat everyone, regardless of their station in life, with dignity and respect. And in retrospect, my father had the most diverse business at a time when people were excluded from coming into certain places. And I also learned how gratifying it is to be of service to others and helping other people. And I believe a judge at the end of the day is someone who assists society and people in society to resolve issues that they have between themselves that they cannot resolve.
You must be bothered by the politicization, the politics that comes into play now when it comes to judges in the judicial system, and the Supreme Court seems like it's a political entity now.
Well, I hope people don't believe that about the Louisiana Supreme Court, because I'm here to tell you that's not the case.
Good.
But I made a very principled decision, and we're getting a little bit off topic, but you raised the question. I am not a member of a political party, and that was a very principled decision that I made so many years ago. And I've run without being in a political party in the last couple of times that I ran for public office successfully. They're political parties. I've always proved that judges should not run in partisan elections. And if I'm going to preach that, then I should abide by what I'm preaching, right? And so I simply said, now, if you invite me to a party, I'll be glad to join you.
I've had a few parties.
Yeah, and I'll be the first to come and the last to leave. But yeah, as long as you're feeding me, I'll probably stay for
that's
a while.
That's such a, it's so refreshing to
but
to
I am,
hear that.
Yeah, I decided not to be in a political party. And a friend of mine, a dear friend, said, you know, I appreciate what you're trying to do. You're trying to be in the middle, but the only thing in the middle of the road are yellow stripes and dead animals. Now, I thought he said that originally, but it apparently came from someone else.
Well, you know, that might be what exists with the road. But when it comes to politics, you know, I'm a radical moderate, and I don't belong to either party as well. And I think you can be in the middle, in the don't belong to either party. Fine. So let me ask you this. As a Supreme Court justice, are you or any of the justices ever tempted to, you know, just the robes go like commando?
I don't know what you refer to as commando, but no, I don't think. You know, the people that I work with are serious-minded people that are elected to serve and to apply the law to the facts and not to legislate from the bench. And, you know, that's our role in this state. We have a civil law system, and we're getting a little bit off topic, but...
I do have to get to a break here, but we're going over. But this has been just so interesting.
But our job is not to legislate from the bench. Our job is to law, particularly in our civil law system, legislature. Unless the law, we get a little wiggle room if the law is ambiguous, or here, and then we're given a little wiggle room, or it'd lead to an absurd result.
Yeah.
But unless that's the case, it's the legislature's to make the law.
I would love to have another conversation with you, because I could go on with you about the law and the judicial branch of governments, local and on the federal level. I could go on with you about that, and I would love to hear that conversation in contrast to what we see publicly with what's happening with our judicial system.
Well, I will be at Southeastern Louisiana University a little bit later this year, and a professor will be interviewing me, and it's going to be called A Chat with the Chief. And he's going to be exploring one of those issues, as I appreciate it, for the benefit of the students. So you're welcome to join us.
Okay. We're going to be in touch.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to do a live remote, I'm sure Southeastern would love to have you.
Well, we'll be in touch, and I'll find time to have you on to talk more about that. No, I was just referring to the idea that maybe under the robes, you know, you're pretty relaxed. You know, it's not as formal looking. It's not as formal as we might think.
No, we are all people at the end of the day.
That's what I'm thinking.
And I had a group of students I spoke to about personal responsibility, respect for the law, consequences of inappropriate behavior, and this young lady put her hand up after I finished it. When I asked for any questions, she said, you know, you're the most important person I've ever met in my life. And I said, well, and I thought she was going to say, except when I met Britney Spears or something like that. And the teacher signaled me that she was being sincere, and I said, look, I'll concede and I'll admit and I'll acknowledge that I have a very important job, but I don't consider myself that important.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very serious about
but
the
I
work
like
that.
That
I do.
I think that's an attribute. So please don't change it. We'll talk again soon.
Well, if I can just mention one last thing, and I talked to Newell about this the other day. We are putting together a summit on truancy. And if anybody is interested, they can go to the Supreme Court website. And this will be September 8th. In Alexandria. Truancy is a problem in Louisiana. I've advocated that we can do better. There's a lot being done. There's a lot of concerned people.
Yeah.
And Scoot, I can't believe this, but we got close to 400 people registered for the summit about truancy.
So I'm going to do the best I can to promote that, but I've got to get to a break here.
Sure.
Louisiana Supreme Court Chief Justice John Weimer, thank you so much for being with us. It's an honor to sit across from you, sir.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right. Appreciate that.
Excellent. I listen to you fairly frequently.
Thank you very much. I'm Scoot. We are live from the Presbyter, just across from Jackson Square, presented by Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser and Louisiana State Museums, and we'll be right back on WWE.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Afternoon. This is the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, and we continue this week-long remembrance of Katrina and also the tribute to the spirit of New Orleans. Here's a song that Jackson Browne was moved to write about Katrina. It's titled, Where Were You? Our next special guest is former mayor of New Orleans, Mark Morial, who is currently president and CEO of the National Urban League. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be with you, Scoot.
It's good to talk to you again. You know, we've had so many difficulties right now that any problems that people had with you as mayor, I'm sure they would love to have you back, but we can get into that at another time. What are your memories of Hurricane Katrina 20 years ago?
You know, I think of it, Scoot, in two ways. One, I think of the, you know, the sense of betrayal I felt with the initial response from the city, the state, and the federal government. The sense of betrayal in the failed levee systems of New Orleans. But I also feel a sense of pride in the courage and the conviction of so many people in New Orleans who, notwithstanding red tape, bureaucracy from the government and insurance companies and contractors, fought to rebuild their homes, their businesses, their lives, and their families. 20 years later, we've lost, 100,000 perhaps plus of the pre-Katrina population, no doubt. But the enduring strength of the city is its culture, its unique and very special culture, its music, its food, its, if you will, artistry and architecture, and its celebrations. It's Mardi Gras, it's Jazz Fest, it's French Quarter Fest, it's Essence Fest, it's neighborhood celebrations that make New Orleans the city that it is, and it's a special and it's unique and it's a great and wonderful place. So I have two feelings in there. You know, they're not in conflict with each other, but they are a real sense. When Katrina hit, had been in New York for about 2 to 2.5 years as president and CEO of the National Urban League. When I was actually in New Orleans the Saturday before the Hurricane Katrina date, which is a date when the levees broke. And what I recall is how fast and quick Katrina went from a Category 1 to a Category 5. And what I also remember is that after Katrina passed, people were sort of saying, boy, we dodged a big one. And then, bam, the levees broke. And the historic destruction of New Orleans ensued.
And then, you know, to hear the stories that came out about the levee board and some of the lackadaisical attitudes that prevailed there in terms of inspecting the levees, that was human error. That was really disheartening.
You know, Scoot, right after Katrina, I visited probably a week after the levees broke. I came down. The city at that point was completely evacuated and went down to the Ninth Ward, the lower Ninth Ward, across the St. Claude Bridge, and went to the site where the levee had broken. And I encountered a man there who was doing borings for the Army Corps. And I never forget what he said. He said, man, somebody's going to be in big trouble. And I said, he didn't know me from anybody. I was just a guy, two or three guys in blue jeans and T-shirts who wanted to go down there and take a look on our own and where the levee broke to just get a sense. He said these sheet pilings were not driven deep enough. And so the error may have been in the design, it may have been in the construction, it may have been in the maintenance, but Katrina was a man-made disaster. And what I'm hopeful is that the new systems that have been built are strong enough and fortified enough to be able to withstand a hurricane of the force of Hurricane Katrina or even greater. It remains to be seen because it only happens when they are actually tested. But I think I was stunned by what this man said, and it stayed with me because it made perfect logical sense that the sheet piling of those levee walls had not been driven deep enough to withstand the force at the top that came from the water pressure of all the water being backed up from Lake Pontchartrain into the Industrial Canal.
Ever there is a vision of the difference between the haves and the have-nots, it's the parade of people going into the dome for shelter. And it breaks my heart to think of the people that didn't have the resources to get out, and they were stuck. And so many of the people who died during Katrina, they were the elderly. They had medical or mental issues, and it's such a striking comparison.
Yeah. Scoot, you know, with an automobile and some resources, you could evacuate. You could go to a friend, you could go to a relative, you could go to a hotel, or you could even go to a shelter. With no car, you couldn't evacuate, and many ended up at the dome. My criticism was that there was never an effort by the city, the state, or the federal government to provide water and food to the dome, which could have been helicopter dropped in great abundance, not to eliminate but to lessen the suffering of people who were going to be at that dome for more than 1 or 2 days. And I think that too was a reflection of either incompetence, lack of sensitivity, or a lack of understanding of how, in a crisis, the most important thing are provisions to live, food, water, sanitary supplies, diapers for children who may have been there, towels and other provisions could have been brought in the day or two after people were at the Dome in the convention center via helicopter, via truck, because trucks and media were coming in through the southern entrance to the city over the Huey P. Long Bridge down Highway 90, coming into the city, even when I-10 was blocked and it was difficult to get down I-10. But, you know, it's a tragedy. Have we learned? Have we learned? Well, one thing that greatly concerns me is the effort now to shut down FEMA. Okay, FEMA did fail, and there have been efforts to improve FEMA. But without FEMA, I say to people, hurricanes and weather events know no geographic boundaries. They don't respect state lines. They don't respect county lines. We pay tax money to the federal government. By darn it, they ought to be able to have a response system, and eliminating the response system and, quote unquote, turning it over to the states, I think is a grave mistake by the current indeed administration. What FEMA is a coordinating agency. It is an agency that seeks to bring to bear the powers of the federal government. So after the initial stumbles, you know, the Bush administration assigned General Honoré. General Honoré orchestrated with the help of the military, with the help of chartered buses, and evacuation of the city in an orderly fashion. And so FEMA, when run right, can play a constructive role. We need a federal emergency management agency. We don't need to go back to the system that existed before the 70s.
You know, when it comes to the state of Louisiana, you know, we have seen the state make many mistakes over the decades, and I it's a bit difficult to turn everything over to the state. You certainly understand politics, and I don't like bringing this up, but this is a new reality. It's so disheartening to witness what's going on in terms of judging who to help and who not to help when it comes to applying politics to aid.
Scoot, it's absolutely morally wrong. Each president, each mayor, each governor, when the election is over, you are a representative of all of the people all of the time. And when it comes to Americans suffering, whether it's flooding in Kentucky, flooding in Texas, whether it's a shooting in Minneapolis, the federal government, our national leaders, our president, I believe, have a constitutional obligation and a moral obligation to provide support, to provide resources on a fair and even-handed basis. I don't need to get into detailed explanations of politics. When Americans are suffering, it becomes a moral issue for me. And I just feel that very, very deeply, that when Americans are suffering, they're not black, white, Hispanic, Asian. They're not wearing red jerseys, blue jerseys, green jerseys. They are Americans, and we should do everything we can to help them respond to tragedies.
Boy, I totally agree. Before I let you go, I have to tell you that our operations director, Diane Newman, said to make sure to tell you hi. So hi from Diane.
Hey, Diane. She's the best.
Mark Morial, president and CEO
of the National
Liberty League. Yeah. Thank you, Mark. Great to talk to you.
God bless you.
All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Here's a song written by Fred LeBlanc. This is the live version from the first concert at Rock and Bowl. It was the first thing that Rock and Bowl did after Katrina. It was the first thing that Cowboy Mouth did after Katrina. And we don't have time to play too much of it, but the audience was just so into this. Well, no, that's not the song. So anyway, okay, I don't know. We're on location, so sometimes there's a miscommunication there. We'll try to get to that song from Cowboy Mouth in just a little while. All right, I'm Scoot, and we've got to get to a break here. We'll be right back live from the Presbyter, presented by Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser and Louisiana State Museums. We'll be back on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's. Oh.
This is Cowboy Mouth live at Rock and Bowl. It was their first gig after Katrina and the first show at Rock and Bowl. And it was a very, very emotional moment. And the audience really got into it. And they opened the show with The Avenue, a song that Fred LeBlanc with Cowboy Mouth wrote about the city and about Katrina. And we talked to him this week on the show about that, and it was just a great conversation. I'm Scoot on the air, and we do continue live from the Presbyter. This is an amazing museum, and when I say museum, I know a lot of people think, boring. You know, this is not boring. If you let the pictures speak to you, if you let the exhibits speak to you, it's really fascinating, and there are at least two rooms where there's a streaming video, and one of them is an entire wall, and it's the countdown of Katrina coming, like when Katrina was coming off the Keys and going into the Gulf of Mexico, and Katrina was heading to the east, and then it ended up moving to the west a couple of times, targeting right into New Orleans. And that was 20 years ago. And it's exciting that so many things have changed. It's discouraging that so many things still need to change. And, you know, we're hoping here at WWL and the media in general, with the attention that the media has paid to this, that maybe this conversation encourages people to just get back to finishing the job. There are those people who are in positions to finish the job, and they need to finish the job. And one of the things that bothers me about this area is the tolerance for mediocrity. Well, we've done enough. We've come back in so many ways. But there are people still suffering. There are people who still need help. I talked to Amanda Shaw yesterday on the show, and she wrote this song
about Katrina. And this was about before Katrina and things that were happening to her before, really, and after Katrina. And it's a great song. That entire conversation with Amanda, you can go to the blog that I wrote on our website, wwl.com, and check it out. So there's a link to the show from yesterday. I'm Scoot, live from the Presbyter, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, a lot more still to come. I've got some really great music relating to Katrina and New Orleans coming up in the next hour.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.